Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Going to be joined today by Mike Sempervivi. We are back in action here. I was out yesterday due to the dentist. Didn't get my teeth pulled. All seems okay, except I have to go back again next week. Hi. Very harrowing. But hey, now we've got wrestling and mixed martial arts news to talk about. Was it more or less harrowing than Raw on Monday? I hear Mike didn't like it. Could talk about it here on the show today, as well as SmackDown last night. SmackDown, which featured a main event of John Cena losing clean in the middle of the ring to Dean Ambrose. What did you think about that? This all, of course, leading to the next SmackDown brand exclusive pay-per-view. We could talk about that on the show today, as well as the loss of American Alpha to the Usos. I remember when they did that big convoluted tournament, and I was trying to figure out, why did they do what they did here? What was the point of all of this rigmarole? And everybody was saying, Brian, you idiot! Clearly the idea was they don't want to beat American Alpha. Well, here we are. 2 weeks later, they beat American Alpha. So I still don't have an answer to my question. We could talk about that on the show today. Myself and Filthy Tom Lawler will be up this afternoon for subscribers. The full rundown of SmackDown, as well as the debut of a new tournament here on the website. On the heels of the Cruiserweight Classic, Filthy Tom Lawler has arranged the Overweight Classic. That will be starting today on the Filthy Tom Lawler Show on WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to call this show here today, studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free, you can give us a call at 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. And we will kick it all off after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInk.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I'm here. Mike's not here yet. Hopefully he'll be here soon. Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, a lot of stuff to talk about here today. SmackDown, we have got the Raw ratings. I think Mike talked about the Raw ratings yesterday, but we can talk about them again here today. There you are, Mike.
I'm here.
What's going on?
Just like the Raw rating.
What does that mean?
How's your face?
My face is fine. How's your face?
Good. Well, I'm just making sure, since you were all shook up about going yesterday, I wanted to make sure everything was fine with you.
Yeah, I don't like going to the dentist.
You survived, though.
I feel great.
Okay, good. Well, see, I'm worried about you. Can't I have some concern for you?
Why
do you have to think everything is a personal attack on you?
Give me a break. Everybody worried about my teeth? Just because I tweeted about them yesterday? What'd you talk about on the show?
Dude, my teeth.
You know what I was hearing people say was, oh, Terry Funk had his inner guineals surgically repaired, and he still went to work, and Brian doesn't go to work because he had to go to the dentist. Like, I skipped the show because my teeth hurt. I was in the chair during the show. I couldn't do this show at the same time.
But you said nothing was wrong, though, with your teeth, so you could have done the show.
No, I couldn't. I was in the. I had a drill in my mouth when you were babbling about the ratings or whatever yesterday. I could not have done the show.
Who schedules this?
Did you talk about the ratings yesterday?
A little bit, yeah. More to set it up for next week, because next week, I don't know if you heard this or not, but there's this little presidential debate that's going to be taking place. And the Wall Street Journal yesterday talked about how it was going to affect football, with football possibly being down almost 20%, which would make sense, as Alexandra Bruel wrote in the Wall Street Journal, because they are looking at this debate to be anywhere from, 25 to 50% up, which could take in almost 80 to 90 million people that could be watching this thing. So take into that the fact that TV ratings have been falling, but everybody is still, you know, holding on to their niche. Times aren't looking good for Raw.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I'm just playing devil's advocate, so please don't come on here next Tuesday and talk about what an idiot I am. But here's something that everybody should think about in terms of this presidential debate, as opposed to football. Mike, you know as well as I do, everybody listening to this right now is well aware of this, the ad rates for Raw and SmackDown, they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a belief that wrestling fans are uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've actually done polls. We see them every year where they call a bunch of wrestling fans and sports fans, et cetera, and they gauge their, essentially, how could I say this in a nice way? And clearly, this is none of you listening to this show right now. But this is not 100% a stereotype. There is something to this.
Some of you are not mental giants, is what Brian is trying to say.
I didn't say that. I said that's what these polls are saying.
Aye.
And I also flat out said not those of you that are listening to this show. If you're listening to this show, you're clearly wildly intelligent. More Obviously. So if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com.
It's true.
But if you look at the overall wrestling audience, it is not exactly a stereotype. So I would argue that maybe wrestling fans aren't going to stop watching wrestling to watch the presidential debates. So
maybe
it will be affected less than you think.
You are right in that somebody is going to get some of the runoff programming. Now, I don't know who's. It's the beginning of the fall season, so I would assume everybody has new shows. But, you know, is the person that's watching, you know, the Middle American in many cases that's watching the Big Bang Theory, are they more apt to watch this than somebody watching pro wrestling? We'll see. You know, look at the other shows that are popular on Monday. Many of them happen to take place on Fox News. Well, they're just going to increase their shares for that night because that's where the debate is taking place. So they'll have no problem there. There's Love and Hip Hop. There's Major Crimes on TNT. There's plenty of children shows which always populate the early in the evening shows, which tend to populate Nickelodeon and things like that. So we'll see. You know, the debate can't get everybody, and even if it does take people in, does it hold everybody for the entire time that it's on, too? Which will be interesting. But if there's anything out there that's as close to what a pro wrestling fan would want out of a program, it is, though, the presidential debates far
more
than Atlanta and New Orleans next week on Monday Night Football.
Maybe. One could argue that if you are a wrestling fan, then you are more apt to be affected by a big-time sporting event on the other channel than folks talking. But
yeah, but the better promos are on there. And trust me, as an Atlanta Falcons fan, home, I'm telling you, I don't think you want to see these guys.
There is a WWE Hall of Famer that will be involved in this presidential debate, so we must take that into account. Now, let's be honest here about all this. Forget all that. The reality is, if Raw does a bad rating next week, a lot of it is because the show sucks. Ratings here.
Well, and that was the big thing with this week was here was their best chance to stand out. You have the week between Monday Night Football. You have basically a poor Monday Night Football game. And then you have what you're staring down the barrel of next week. I would figure you'd want to take advantage of that.
We've got the football game. The Bears versus the Eagles did 12.137 million viewers. And Raw, going head-to-head, did virtually the exact same number as it did last week. First hour, 2.73 million. Second hour, 2.69 million. The only thing that saved this show from totally dying was apparently people were interested in seeing the cage match main event with Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. For all of you that rant about Roman Reigns, I'm certainly not going to defend him as a top babyface, but people did stay to see that match.
Why isn't Kevin Owens? Kevin Owens keeps the people in their seats.
We have not dropped that hardcore of an audience yet. So that's the numbers, everybody. And it is possible that next week will be the lowest rated Raw ever of all time. Of all time.
All our lives.
But we shall see. I am waiting. I am hoping that before this show ends, we will get the SmackDown numbers. I'm hoping that this will be the week that SmackDown beats Raw in the ratings. I'm going to do a full review of SmackDown with Filthy Tom. I don't like to spoil it here on this show, but I will say that SmackDown is the better show.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly enjoy SmackDown way more than Raw, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there aren't a lot of things about SmackDown that I'm very critical of. One of them was when Dean Ambrose just beat John Cena clean in the middle of the ring. And I know some people are going to disagree with this, but I'm going to give my thoughts on that right here. And you can call, email, and text if you'd like. But I realize that John Cena should not be your tippy-top guy right now. We've got to try to move on. However, John Cena is one of those rare guys that John Cena has helped elevate Daniel Bryan when he put him over in the middle of the ring at SummerSlam. He has helped to elevate AJ Styles. And I think that the reason for that is because he did clean pinfall jobs for these guys, but he was still very special when he did those things. And I think the idea that in an unadvertised match, did you know that John Cena and Dean Ambrose were going to wrestle on SmackDown last night?
No.
I didn't know that. In an unadvertised match, Dean Ambrose just goes out there, and in largely a nothing match, he just beats John Cena in the middle of the ring. And I thought, you know what? You're hurting John Cena right here. There's a value to defeating John Cena, but he has to be kept special outside of those times when you defeat the guy. And I know why they did it here. They did it because next week on the show, it's going to be AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose in their championship rematch. And AJ's going to win. And so they figured, well, since AJ's beaten him, we should give him a win over John Cena here. I think it was a bad idea. And I'm a guy that doesn't even like lame DQs and countouts and things like that. I don't think they should have made the match. I think it cheapened John Cena. And I don't think that you need to be cheapening John Cena right now when you don't have another John Cena anywhere in this company. We'll talk about this after the break. Take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Ryan Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Landon on Twitter says, they're expecting 80 million viewers for the debate, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, cool. Did you not hear anything I said? I'm playing devil's advocate here. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Here's the way it's going to work. If the show does surprisingly well, I will take credit for it. But if the show completely dies in the ratings due to the debate, I will remind you that I was playing devil's advocate.
People are on to you about this.
No, they're not. Even though I just revealed it. They're not yet. I was talking about this earlier today. This survey.
You got right there.
If you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. Praying we get these SmackDown numbers before the show goes off the air so that I can celebrate if, in fact, they beat Raw this week.
Now, what's worse? What's worse, beating John Cena in the middle of the ring or beating American Alpha for God knows what reason?
Well, I still don't know what reason.
50-50, I guess.
Well, no, it's not 50-50. I think the reason is they want them to chase for the titles.
Well, that makes sense, but it's like, you know, unless this is something just to hang an L on them because they're going to get a W back later, it's so silly of all of those teams that the Usos just could have beaten. I mean, unless you're planning on going a long, long time with rematches with Rhino and Heath Slater, I don't know why you would do this. Unless, you know, again, American Alpha is not going to see the Usos for months on end.
Would you like me to explain it?
Sure.
Okay, here's what happened. This all stems from the fact that when they did the brand extension, they didn't just have the tag teams on one show and the women on the other show. And the cruiserweights on whatever show. Just like we talked about. They decided that we are going to split up the tag teams, and half of them will be on Raw, half of them will be on SmackDown. Therefore, SmackDown has a tag team division that's bereft of tag teams. Same with Raw. There just aren't enough bodies. So then, SmackDown doesn't have a tag team championship. So they've got to do a tournament. And they realize, I guess American Alpha's got to be in this tournament. Now, if they would have had a whole bunch of tag teams, they could have had American Alpha embroiled in some feud with some other team, and somehow there's a double countout or something, and they don't get into the tournament at all, so then you don't have to worry about beating them. So now they're in the tournament, and they decide, well, man, we had to put them in here, but we don't want to beat them, so let's have them win, but then we'll do an injury angle to Chad Gable. So that's what they do. Now, in order to make any logical sense of this, at some point, American Alpha has to come back for revenge against the Usos. They also need challengers for Heath Slater and Rhino at the pay-per-view. And so, they decide to go with the Usos because, again, there aren't enough tag teams on this show. And it doesn't make any logical sense to just give the Usos this tag title shot since they got beaten in 2 minutes by American Alpha in the tournament. So they have to do a rematch. And, of course, if you're going to have the Usos challenge for the titles, they got to win. And I will say, in this scenario, I mean, they did the best they could to protect these guys and beating them. I mean, if you're going to beat American Alpha, they did the best they could. But still, you had to beat American Alpha. That's just the way things go.
It's dumb. It's, well, you know, it's sad when you got a fantasy book reasons around why they do things.
It's not even fantasy booking. That's why they did it. It all stems from not having
If you ask them,
teams.
Is that really why they did that?
I bet you anything that's why.
I wonder sometimes whether it's just they do things and then fill in the blanks and kind of like, you know, paint the corners a little bit later on after they just kind of whip a bunch of crap at the canvas and see, you know, what ends up landing there. I mean, it seems that way. I mean, it seems that they do things now on SmackDown to set up other things to take place on Talking Smack. Like Dean Ambrose, you know, cutting his promo, which was a good one afterwards, after the fact. And it's like, you know, he beats John Cena in the middle ring. Oh, my God. Yeah. Now see what he has to say on Talking Smack. It's just they are and they've done this forever. You know, they are the kings and queens of putting the cart before the horse sometimes when it doesn't make any sense to.
The thing you got to remember is, and I'll give you a great example of it. There is a logic to their booking. But it's very different from the logic that you would impart if you were actually trying to get guys over. If someone is going to win at a pay-per-view, they will invariably lose on the last show before the pay-per-view. Now, this doesn't make a lick of sense, but they do it all the time. And so I can look at it and go, well, this is why this person lost on Raw, because they're going to win the title at the pay-per-view. And it doesn't happen every time, but it happens at least 8 or 9 times out of 10. And so you can look at what they do, and you can logically figure out why they did it. But that doesn't mean that this is logic that you would see in a normal wrestling company that was trying to create stars.
Yes, it's in their bubble, this makes complete sense.
Yeah, this makes sense to them, but it doesn't make sense in the real world.
Pal, I don't know what everybody's problem is. Makes sense to me.
That's exactly what this is. Let's look at some of the text messages here. This person says, when you were getting your teeth drilled yesterday, did they ask you to open your mouth wide like the Ryback? Actually, they did. But I still couldn't do it like he did. Hey, Ryback's got way better teeth than me. I'll give him that.
Now, did you get the Novocaine? Did you just go and get this thing clean? Did they give you the hook and just kind of like, what'd they give you?
Dude, they opened my mouth and they got that hook and they just started scraping away at my teeth with nothing.
Do you floss?
Of course, Mike.
I'm sorry,
give me a break.
Big delay there, but you're going to need to pass these hygiene tips on to your daughter.
The point of this is my teeth look great right now. Mm-hmm. I need a little bit more cleaning done because there's a limited window that they have each day to clean. So I'm going in again next week. But she said I had beautiful teeth. That's what she said.
When are you getting your gold fronts?
They're not falling out yet.
No, just to get them because you can.
Well.
Because you got it like that. You see, and the Usos.
I also have a wife. And every time I subtly drop the hint that I'm going to get a solid gold set of teeth, she's like, give me a break, dude.
Well, you see, because you're not treating your woman right, what you need to do then is once you get them, you need to have that little box in your hand and open it up. And as you hit her with your 24-karat gold smile, you open it up and she's got her own set of diamond fronts. And then you get some little baby fronts when the baby teeth start coming in, too.
The problem is my wife could not possibly care less about jewelry. I'd have to get her a diamond-encrusted baby carrier.
You don't have one already?
Anyway, this person says, do you think Raw being bad and SmackDown being good is a work, or are they not good enough to work a work into a work instead of a shoot? Okay, who asked this question so I can call you out by name? In what universe do you purposely book one show as being good and one show as being bad?
You know, this is like, it's kind of...
I'm not even blaming this person. People ask us all the time.
Yes.
They don't realize how ridiculous this statement is. Nobody's trying to make Raw bad. Vince thinks it's good. How many times do I have to say this? He thinks Raw's good. He probably thinks Raw's better. Now, granted, I'm positive. I've heard this from a million people. Vince doesn't think Raw is best at 3 hours. If there was no money involved, there's no way this show would be 3 hours. But there is money involved, and they're a publicly traded company. And all they can see is the right now of making the money for that third hour. They're not looking down the road where this is going to bite. But this has already bit him in the ass. But the point is, for a three-hour show, he thinks he's writing the best show every week. And he thinks he's writing the best show. It's still Vince writing both shows. Don't fool yourselves into thinking there's really two different shows battling here. It's the same guy's ideas for both shows. Yes, they have different writers that actually put the show together, but it's Vince's Raw and Vince's SmackDown. He thinks they're both great. And if you like SmackDown better, then you like Vince's Tuesday show better than you like Vince's Monday show. That's it.
I like Vince's Tuesday show much, much better right now.
Which, I do,
of
too.
Of course, because a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's not 3 hours, which... You know, and at least it seems a little bit fresher, you know, as far as some of the stuff hasn't worn off yet. I know the announcing has worn off for a lot of people. It has not for me yet, although, yes, they need to turn it down sometimes. Absolutely, they do. But it's still, again, it's I don't know if that's great, though, is to be the better show just because it's not 3 hours. And like you mentioned earlier on, there are a lot of holes that you could punch through what takes place on SmackDown. Just talked about it with the Usos and American Alpha and how they're booking that. But it is still WWE. It's just all of these shows are becoming so interchangeable. It's like if you missed the show, what did you miss? You know, did you miss enough where you don't have to watch Talking Smack and you wait till later in the week? What if you miss one of these pay-per-views? If you miss Clash of the Champions, does it matter? I mean, you have No Mercy coming up. It's like everything is one big jumbled, you know, glob of a mess that you're hoping some people latch onto this or latch onto that. And I think the interest level is just it's getting more and more spread out. And it's not good.
This person that just texted said, when your storyline is based on the ratings war between Raw and SmackDown, And ESPN says Raw is bad and SmackDown is good. Well, first off, yes, the overall storyline is that both GMs are trying to have the higher-rated show. But if the debate slaughters Raw next week, there's no way on national television, Daniel Bryan, maybe on Talking Smack they'll insinuate it, but on national television, there's no way that Daniel Bryan or Shane will come out and say, we destroyed Raw in the ratings. They got the lowest ratings in the history of the show. There's no way they'll say that. There's no way. And as far as ESPN, I think the idea is we got to be critical of Raw here and there to maintain some semblance of credibility.
Yeah, like the Randy Orton story. Where's that ombudsman, the bum?
Wow. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This person here says, dentists are awful. What is not awful is the death of WCW audiobook.
Ooh.
I'm around 3 hours in and I love it, he says. Hey, it's available right now. The 15-hour death of WCW audiobook narrated by myself, Amazon.com, iTunes, Audible.com. A couple days ago, may even still be today, I haven't checked. The number one sports book on Audible.com.
You are loving that, aren't you?
Not wrestling, sports.
Sports.
Sports Byline USA hired the right man.
When you think sports, you think Brian Alvarez.
Hey, you do now. You do now. I need a plaque that has that information on it.
with a little internal flame attached to it?
Sure. This person says this clean win on John Cena was wasted on Ambrose. He's not going to get over enough to the point where it was worth it. Hey, at least it was him and not Ziggler. God bless this guy, but dude, they are so out to lunch with Ziggler. I'll talk about that later today with Filthy. Will NCIS and Bulls 15 million viewers hurt SmackDown? Well, we'll soon find out. We will soon find out. This person says, is John Cena losing on SmackDown? Does that mean he will win the title at the Night of Champions? Here's what I think is going to happen. I think he lost to Ambrose because they wanted to give Ambrose a win going into the match with AJ next week, which AJ will win. Then we'll have AJ and John Cena, if that's what they do at the next pay-per-view. I don't think John Cena is winning this title until WrestleMania. I think that's going to be the story of this year's WrestleMania. John Cena going to tie Ric Flair's record and win that title for the 16th time. Which, hey, fine story. Works for me. Whatever. Well, it's a number.
The other way around, too, where he wins it and then loses it at Mania. Although, you'd need something, I guess, above that to send the people home happy. Because
the win's bigger. Well,
I mean, I think if you do, because it's like at some point, somebody will have to beat Brock, right? Who could really beat Brock who's even around right now? Shinsuke Nakamura is the only one who sticks out. So you could do
Samoa Joe.
Well, I mean, you could do.
What about like, Ming? Is he available?
A handful of guys defeating some of these other guys, and you could come out of it, even though it would mean, you know, it's BS, it's a marketing thing, but you could say, look at this new generation of guys that just, you know, Cena lost, and this guy lost, and Lesnar lost, and, you know, we're moving on to this new generation or whatever it is. So, I mean, I guess you could do that too, although. Again, John Cena, they've made such a big deal out of how many times he's won the title and how close it is. Plus, there's a way you could trot out Ric Flair on a big stage again when you have a lot of people around him and you can trust him and keep a live mic away from him. So, you know, I guess you can go ahead and do that.
This person here says, I watch both shows on Hulu. I have not seen a Braun Strowman segment in so many weeks. I have no idea what this storyline is about. The Raw replay never shows his segments. This is an observation, not a complaint. Well, the storyline is very simple. There is this fella. His name is Braun Strowman. And every week, he beats guys fast. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so. Do they show Nia in these?
That's the entire storyline of Brawny the Strowman. Now, you're not missing anything. But I've been alerted that those of you that watch the Raw Hulu version, every week they cut things out of the show. And I try to figure out, well, what lame, nothing-happening segment did they cut out this week? And amazingly, I have been told that this week they actually cut out the Cesaro versus Sheamus match 6, which necessitated a match 7 at the pay-per-view. I would not have guessed that.
Oh, wow. I guess maybe it fell perfectly into a time where they could just be lazy about it, but oh my, that's interesting. I guess that's so stupid. It's so silly, unless it's to somewhere in the back of your mind you're like, well, let's stick it to these people because they're not watching the show live, or I have no idea what it is. What a silly thing to do.
This person says, don't they still want to do John Cena versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania? Hey, I don't know if The Undertaker is ever wrestling again. When his match with Shane was over, he went backstage and he said, I'm retired. Now, granted, he does this most years, and usually around Survivor Series, he decides he's going to do WrestleMania again.
Undertaker and Terry Funk.
So I guess we will find out this year what's going on with The Undertaker. If you want to give us a call today, the phone lines are open. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Talking about the Lucha Underground tonight. And I know this is not a spoiler alert, because if you've got Comcast cable, I'm looking at it right now. It says Ultimate Opportunities tonight. Dario's Big Wheel is going to spin whoever. I think the names or whoever's supposed to be, the name's supposed to be come up, gets a shot at Matanza.
Huh. Wasn't that last week?
Well, maybe it was. I don't know, but that's just what I'm looking at here. Would that be where they bring up Sexy Star, or how long before she gets in there and supposedly have her shot at it?
God only knows, Jim. God only knows. You know, it's only been the first week, or second week, however long it's been for Lucha Underground, but this wheel, it makes the show kind of seem a little bit directionless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got no idea what's going on, so every week they just spin a wheel to make random matches. I'm missing something with this season. But it's only two episodes in. We got 40 more to go, so we'll wait and see.
What is the deal with them, I can't think of his name, the little midget guy in the black manager? What's the deal with them two?
Masquerita Sagrada?
Mm-hmm. What's the deal with him? You see this guy, this manager, what is he supposed to be, some great manager? I ain't ever seen him do too much.
Well, first off, I think that he turned on the little fella last season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you, Jim. They had an idea, and it also seems directionless. There are storylines on this show that are very clearly progressing, mm-hmm. but there are other storylines on this show that are just there, and that's one of them.
Now, do you think there's a chance that Alexa Bliss, and I'm not saying this soon, but will get the SmackDown Women's title?
Jim, there's six women on the roster. One of these days, she's getting that title.
Exactly.
All right, Jim.
Okay, have a good one.
And thank you very much for the call. There you go. Big Jim. That's his new Twitter handle, I've been told. Big Jim. Maybe he could be in the Overweight Classic.
How many members, I don't want you to spoil anything for members up at WrestlingObserver.com, the show you will do with UFC upper mid-card talent, Filthy Tom Lawler, but how many people
upper
do we
mid-card.
Have?
Upper mid-card, he's a main eventer, dude. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
He's going to tell you something on this show today. I can feel it coming, but how many people are now entered into the Overweight Classic?
I don't know.
And is this limited towards just wrestlers, like men such as of high repute as the Beer City Bruiser, or is this open to all in and around the wrestling business? Could, in theory, if he is
okay,
heavy enough.
There will be 36 individuals in the Overweight Classic. I'm not going to reveal too many details. You'll have to sign up to participate, actually. There will be 36 individuals, and I believe that in order to be classified as overweight, he wants you to be over 300 pounds. Now, I argued this in the sense that if we need two more guys, maybe we could kind of go easy on the rules a little bit, because technically, if we go by BMI, there's a lot of overweight guys in this business that are under 300 pounds.
Yeah.
There could be one on this show right now, but I don't know. What's your BMI, Mike?
It's probably pretty bad, whatever it is at this point.
Because I think we may need two more guys.
I might get into this, possibly. I don't know.
I think he actually found the final two. But anyway, so there are a number of names. And you know what's interesting about this, as we'll talk about on the show later today at WrestlingObserver.com, is it was much harder than you would think to find 36 fat guys in this business.
Really? So, did you have to resort to, like, Matt Hardy, the guy at Matt Hardy's home theater?
Dude, we had to go all the way down to American Balloon.
What?
I don't even know if he's wrestling anymore.
I don't think he is, but what an amazing call that was.
Oh, man,
wow.
You should see. Filthy is not messing around. In fact,
wow.
I do have to say that there is at least one name on this list I've never heard of before. And as I'm looking around, maybe more. It's coming up today. The Overweight Classic begins. WrestlingObserver.com, myself and Filthy Tom Lawler. Make sure you check that out.
It's amazing.
This person says, when Nitro was 3 hours during the Monday Night Wars, did WCW want the extra hour? Or were they forced to take, like WWE is today? Well, they weren't forced, because at one point they got rid of one of the hours, voluntarily.
Yeah.
And do you want to know what happened when they got rid of that third hour? I'll tell you, even though I should make you buy the audiobook, Death of WCW, narrated by Brian Alvarez, available at Amazon.com, Audible.com, and iTunes. What happened was, and this is why I've been ranting about this for years now, the third hour was devastating their company, and they finally decided that they were going to get rid of it. And the theory was, well, if there's 3 hours, and one of the hours is very low rated, then if we get rid of that hour, the other two higher rated hours, if you average them out, the rating will artificially immediately be increased. Which, in theory, is absolutely correct. But guess what happened? Somehow, and I can't even tell you how, that didn't happen. They got rid of the third hour, and it's impossible, but it happened. The rating did not increase. And you want to know why? Because they'd done so much damage that it was too late.
Way too late.
I've been saying this over and over. This is going to happen to Raw. The day's going to come where they decide they've got to get rid of this third hour, and it's going to be too late. Because you were busy looking at the now and being greedy and not looking at the long term of your company, which is not something exclusive to WWE.
No, it's not.
Every wrestling company. It's not even wrestling companies. It's companies in general.
My God, look who's making the call on this, USA. Who is this hurting? It's hurting USA's overall rating as well, too. And you are spending money for what? To hurt one of your only marquee shows.
Got a couple of news notes here before we wrap it up. I got to get some of this stuff out here. First off, Daniel Bryan on Twitter tweeted, "It's time for my Road to WrestleMania 32 documentary to be released. You can help by mentioning at WWE and using hashtag release the bear." Now, I do believe this is going to be released one way or the other. But for those of you that haven't heard this, and I don't even know how I never heard about this, but Daniel Bryan's idea at WrestleMania 32, his opponent at WrestleMania 32 was going to be a bear.
Arn Anderson?
Not a man in a bear outfit.
Huh.
Not a hairy man.
Huh.
A bear. And there was a documentary filmed, his Road to WrestleMania, where apparently he wrestled a bear because he mentioned that wrestling a bear was the hardest thing he'd ever done. I believe he said in his life. So clearly he never did an audiobook. But the point is, this documentary is probably going to end up on the WWE Network. But if you really want to see it, as Daniel Bryan noted, at WWE, hashtag release the bear. Go up there and check that out. Got some other things here as well, but we got to head to a break. I'll talk about them briefly when we come back. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. I get some game in store. You're with me. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Person here says, last night was the first time that John Cena was pinned on TV since January of 2015. Would be nice if the announcers played that up. Well, myself and Filthy are going to be talking about SmackDown later on today for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as kicking off the Overweight Classic. So make sure you check that out. Mike and I are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio. We are all over the place. Audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon if you want to add in the Death of WCW audiobook, which you can go pick up. So make sure you check that out. And tomorrow, we will be joined, as always, by Dave Meltzer, talking all of the latest news in the latest issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which will come out tonight. Got a new Wrestling Observer Radio coming out tonight as well. If you want information on all of this, WrestlingObserver.com is the place to go. That's where the Listen Live links for this show are as well. SportsByline.com has got the full schedule. 22 hours, I believe, of programming with Mike and I every week at Sports Byline USA. Mike is at Sempervivi. I am at Brian Alvarez, and Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So follow us on Twitter. And that is it for today. I want to thank Mike as always, all of the folks at Sports Byline, all of the callers and listeners. We'll take more phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. tomorrow. So check it out, everybody. And we'll talk to you later on today. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.